This is Whitley Strieber, and you have made a courageous choice. You're listening to Dreamland, a truly free, non-commercial voice on the internet and the IBC radio network. We say it like it is. We take you where others will not take you. Dreamland, welcome to the edge of the world.
Sitting in for Whitley Strieber, this is William Henry from Nashville. This is Dreamland. Our guest today has come to describe himself as everything and nothing, everywhere and nowhere, all possibility and none. He's a voice from the indefinable all that is for all who are attempting to override the program called the Matrix that controls humanity, a race lost in a cosmic game, drowning in the rules of what he terms the God program. We know this voice as David Icke. In his new book, Infinite Love is the Only Truth, Everything Else is Illusion, he beckons us to a place beyond the matrix, a still point where nothing vibrates and everything just is. Infinite oneness and all possibility are its names. This is the unknown country, this is Dreamland, and we welcome David Icke. Hello, David, how are you?
I'm good, William. You?
Oh, it's fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us today. I understand that you've just returned from South Africa.
Yeah, I just had an amazing 10 days with someone who's become one of my closest friends called Kraeda Mutwa, who's a Zulu shaman, but he's known as a Senusi. It's the highest level of their shamanistic stream. He's 83 now. He's been initiated into the ancient African knowledge now for 50 years or more. And we just hit it off the first time we met some years ago, and we've become really, really close friends. And what's fantastic, William, when you meet people like Kraeda, is that you realize that although we may use different names, we're all actually talking about the same basic knowledge. And what confuses us and gives us the feeling of division and difference is just the language we use. For instance, well, one of the things he did for me was throw the animal bones. Now, to people in the West, they'd go, throw the animal bones, it's a witch doctor, oh! Mm-hmm. And all these bones were animal bones that actually go back a long time. And they're carved into shapes and symbols. And they just read the energy field in exactly the way that things like tarot cards and rune stones and stuff like that do. In fact, Kraeda's wife not only is a bones thrower and amazingly accurate like he is, she's also a tarot card reader. So it's kind of interesting to just see that we're all talking about the same basic themes, but we just use different language, and that confuses us. And Kraeda's fantastic because he sits at that cusp point between the ancient African knowledge and what we call the modern or Western world, and he can talk both languages, which is why it's very easy to spend time with him and see that indeed we are all talking about the same one knowledge in only language forms that are different.
Mm-hmm. You know, when Whitley interviewed me recently, he asked why I wanted to talk with you. We had announced this interview, and I told him that our mutual buddy Tim Crawford at UFO TV had...
Oh, Tim, yeah.
Yeah. At UFO TV had sent me a copy of your Matrix DVD, which I thought was phenomenal. And what I had told Whitley is, I said, look, here's a guy, David Icke, he's been on this path a long time, he's on an amazing path of discovery, and I just sense that he's about to go through the Stargate to the next level of understanding. And I knew that you had a new book coming out about this transformation, and I was really excited to talk with you about it. And so now that I've had a chance to read Infinite Love is the Only Truth and Everything Else is Illusion, I first want to congratulate you on your 15th book. I mean, that's astonishing.
Is that how many it is now?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Okay, I don't count them.
You know, I keep...
As soon as I finish one, I start looking around, you know, going on the path to for the next stage. Because what you say, William, is absolutely right. It's funny enough, when I wrote my first book on these kind of subjects, going back to 91 now, called Truth Vibrations, the opening line is something like, I'm just starting a journey and maybe you'll come with me, because it was clear to me then that this was going to be a journey. And the thing is that I find, there's a great quote that's attributed to the Greek philosopher Socrates, which is, wisdom is knowing how little we know. And what tends to happen too often, I think, is that people do really great work at one level of understanding, whether it's the five sense conspiracy and the banking conspiracy and all that stuff. And that's great. They do fantastic work. I'll hand up to them. But if you stop there, you're only going to get part of the picture. And unfortunately, one of the great things that edits people off the path of continuing to walk is belief systems, whether it's religious belief system or whatever. They start to come across information, understandings that are completely at odds with their belief system, and they tend to either dismiss them or simply won't go there because they know their belief system will be under pressure. What I've done, because I just want to know what the truth is within me. That's my prime motivation. I really want to know the nature of what we're involved in here, the nature of reality, life, everything. And so I just keep walking, and it's taken me from five-sense investigation of, like I say, banking scams and 9/11 scams and all that stuff into the interdimensional level of it. And now with this book, it's a leap into the structure of the illusory reality within which all the other stuff actually unfolds.
Yeah, I think and that's a great place to start. In fact, let's begin sort of with the root chakra of your work and wind our way through your path of transformation. The world, you've said, is controlled by a network of secret societies manipulated by the Illuminati, who have structured our world to create maximum fear and stress. And this is because, I believe you say, that in the interspaces of the Matrix is a lost reptilian race that feeds on human fear, which means that Earth, in a sense, is a fear farm, and then DNA then becomes the fear antenna or transmitter that connects us to that Matrix. Talk about how you came to this conclusion.
Well, let's maybe make the point straight away. I didn't go looking for it. I mean, you don't sit in a darkened room and think, I just concluded this is what's going on, because from our conditioned reality, I mean, it's like, what did he say? What happened was, and my life's been like this. It'll take too long to talk about it now, but I had an amazing series of experiences when I was still a television presenter with the BBC, and just afterwards, that just blew my head off. And for about 3 months, I didn't know what planet I was on. This is back in 1990, where, or 1991. And when everything settled down, I looked at the world in a completely different way, and it was like a veil had lifted. Instead of hearing the words of politicians and people like that, I was reading the silences and the white bits between them. And I started to hit this amazing synchronistic path from the early 1990s, which was leading me to knowledge and information and people who were researchers, yes, but also people who were on the inside of this, people who had been victims of it. And very clearly a structure emerged of a few interbreeding families who were sitting at the top of a compartmentalized multi-level pyramid of control, in which they controlled the banking cartel, the political system, the education system, the pharmaceutical cartel, the oil cartel, the transnational corporations, the media at ownership level. And when I realized how the structure worked, it was a bit like putting the straight bits together in a jigsaw. Once you've got that frame within which it works, you can put the pieces in the middle together quicker. And so it's got faster and faster as the 90s unfolded and became the 21st century, that these puzzle pieces have gone together. And it's no longer a theory, in the sense that things I was writing about, not just me, there's loads of people out there. If it was just me, I'd think, why is it just you? No, this is unbelievable numbers of people out there now who are researching this from their different levels, their different points of input and different perspectives, and coming to the same basic conclusions. And we're now seeing this centralized Orwellian state, that this centralized fascist Orwellian state that we've been talking about all this time, now unfolding before our eyes. And it's happening for a simple reason, a simple equation. If you are the few and you wish to control the many, you have to centralize decision-making. The more points of decision-making there are, the more diversity of decision-making, the less control you're going to have over those decisions. So if you look at the way society has moved, and it's moving so rapidly now, it's moving more and more to fewer and fewer, making more and more decisions affecting more and more people. This is what we have with the European Union, and as I pointed out in my books for years, where this is leading is a centralized global state with a world government, world central bank, world army imposing the will of the world government, a world currency, and a microchip population. Now, when I talk about this now, people go, well, I can see it, mate. It's happening. They're talking about microchipping, and they look. But when I started out, they were going, you're mad. And so there is a seed change, and particularly since 9/11, William, really, where a lot of people have opened their minds and thought, and not only just opened their minds, but intuitively started feeling, hey, there's something not right here. What's going on? But by the time that had started to happen, I was already moving on into the interdimensional level and stretching people's incredulity even further, because I started from about the mid-1990s, maybe about 97, I started to meet people. Again, my life's been like this since 1989, something like that. It's very synchronistic. What happens is, and it still goes on today, a subject or a theme will come into my life for the first time, and then suddenly, wherever I go, I'm meeting people, seeing things, experiencing things, reading things that relate to that subject or that theme. And the reptilian thing came in from about, like I say, 97, 98, and really started to build in terms of the number of people who were telling me of their same basic experience, which was of seeing an apparently human form, a human being, transform into a reptilian-type entity and then back again. Sometimes it was quick, sometimes it stayed in a reptilian form for longer. And I was meeting people all over the world that were telling me this story, and I wasn't going looking for them, I was just walking into them. And one of the big things, again, in relation to this, William, comes down to Credo Mutua, because the reason we got together was I was on a speaking tour of South Africa, and I got this call from Credo, and he said, we must meet. He said, I've just read your book, The Biggest Secret. He said, how do you know this? About the Chitahuri. And the Chitahuri translates as the children of the serpent or the children of the python. And of course my ears pricked up immediately, and over I was meeting him, and we talked for hours, for days. And he told me how the theme of shape-shifting reptilian, quote, gods, who interbred with humans, creating a hybrid race that became the royal demigods of ancient society, was fundamentally part of his black African culture. And that, and when I was talking to him only last week, he was telling me of the number of women who are in Africa, out in the bush, who are coming to him pregnant, having not had sex, and telling him that it's a reptilian entity had appeared and been involved in this. And then within about 3 months or so, the baby's gone. They wake up and the baby's not there anymore. And he's, you know, he's a real feet on the ground guy, Credo. He's got one foot in this Western view of the world and one foot in black African and knowledge and culture. And he has had so many people like this tell him this recurring story. And of course he's experienced it himself. He's seen shape-shifting on many occasions in his life over the last 83 years. And so when people in the black African bush are telling you the same story as someone who's experienced something in Los Angeles or Sydney, Australia or London, England, then you start to see a common theme. Now, what you can do at this point is say, hey, not going there, I can see what people are going to think of me, and you walk away and you stay safe. I'm not interested in staying safe, I'm interested in what's going on. So I put that information out, and what's interesting is you then become a magnet for people who want to tell you about their experiences. So it's far more, it's not a common thing, this experiencing of shape-shifting, but it's far less uncommon than people would believe, given the fact they never hear about it.
This is William Henry. This is Dreamland. We'll be right back.
Why should you subscribe to UnknownCountry.com and put down your hard-earned cash? Well, there's two good reasons. The first one is the website is important. It is the only place where you read so many important stories. Virtually the only place that gave you in-depth reporting about the slowing of the Gulf Stream. Do you know that we were reporting this in our Quick Watch over a year ago? We were over a year ahead, even of the scientific community. You won't get that anywhere else. You just will not find your way into the future anywhere better than you will find it with UnknownCountry.com. And another great reason to do it today, you get to listen to me talk to David Icke. He is the subscriber interview this week. And remember, every week subscribers get a special interview. It's well worth it. Join us today. Keep UnknownCountry.com going by clicking on that subscribe tab on the Unknown Country website. Listen up, William Henry's got a new DVD out, and that means something. A lot of you got his DVD, Stargate 2012, absolutely free. Well, now you can get Stargates of the Gods, his brand new DVD, plus Stargate 2012 thrown in. A phenomenal offer. And listen as William tells you about this new DVD, Stargates of the Gods.
An ancient prophecy, a miraculous new spiritual technology, a bright new world. In this hour and a half long talk, I piece together Sumerian, Egyptian, and Mayan artwork and symbolism to reveal their shared ideal, the long-sought Stargate of the Gods, the angelic stairway to heaven.